Now we'll take questions for either any of the three people we have up here. So, yes.
Actually, this might be for the whole group.
Yep, you know, we're going to have to get this to you.
Oh, yeah, and put, yeah, power it up. Or move to the table, if you prefer.
Probably takes a minute. As going through the last few of these iterations and sessions, a lot of things I'm looking at, especially with the organization I'm with, is that when you're talking about the evaluation piece, and I just jotted some notes, is really how do you measure the intangibles that come along with a lot of the stuff that we do. You know, I call it widgets. It's easy to count widgets and come up with an evaluation. But just asking the group here, you know, because it's we want to find out through quantitative data sets and evaluate the outputs. But how do you do that when you really have nothing to say that it's really working? In my line of work, we set up a lot of processes and we set up a lot of, say, operations to try to protect certain of our assets. And we set up these programs to do that. But how do you know if it's successful if you set up these programs and nothing happens, good or bad? But you set up a program for the whole sole purpose of, you know, protecting certain assets and so on and so forth. Is there a way to set up a process to evaluate these intangibles that you really can't put your finger on? Or, I mean, how do you do something like that? I know I might not be explaining it because it's kind of difficult.
No. I mean, so, you know, anybody,
okay,
feel free
all right.
to jump in.
Rosalie,
but, I mean, this, you know, a lot of times what happens when we're doing, for example, these gems and we have to get company, you know, we have to get the company approval for these things, you know, you find that sometimes as much as we want to be able to ask very specific questions in our surveys, a lot of times the response you get from you know, the companies will say, well, you know what, I answered the questions, but you know what, it didn't really convey the impact. This project was really, really successful, and unfortunately, you want to be able to ask broad enough questions that you can compare it across segments, but sometimes they're very, very specific, and so sometimes the questions that we ask kind of pigeonhole them, and you need to get that to that narrative, I think, you know, because a lot of times it is intangible. Innovation is complex, it is iterative, it's nonlinear, and I think one of the challenges that we're tasked with is documenting our impacts to, you know, important stakeholders that look in terms of very quantifiable metrics, you know. And so I think you need to be able to have some type of narrative, if you will, that really describes these intangibles. By its very nature, an intangible, you know, it is hard to measure. So you kind of need a different sort of vehicle. But I think one of the other things is it's got to be sort of a multiple-pronged approach. It's got to be both rigorous, quantitative, but you also have to have nuggets and anecdotes to build up the whole approach. I don't know if anybody else has any.
Rosalie's got to say something.
Often intangibles are not as intangible as they may first seem. That is often their proxies that one can use. While it may not be the perfect measure, there may be something. For example, if you're avoiding you're doing something, taking steps to avoid some negative thing. And whether you have data before and after, or whether you have areas that you haven't implemented yet so that you can do a comparison with and without, or whether there are other counterpart kind of efforts going on that you can get at something about the incidence of whatever it is negative that you're trying to avoid with and without the program. So one thing is to push on the intangible. Is how intangible are the intangibles? Is there a measure that represents what you're trying to get at? And then, of course, the qualitative approach also is helpful.
Okay, Connie?
Yeah, I was just going to add something. When Rosalie gave her presentation this morning, she
mention the first survey that we had done. I worked with Rosalie on that, and the open-ended nature of that survey, we found that there was a halo effect to ATP funding, which we did not expect. So the awardees or the award recipients said to us, well, when we received the award from you, you know, we had gone through this rigorous process, and you selected us based on these criteria, and then subsequently we were able to attract additional funding. Now, that was not something that we had anticipated, and because they gave us that answer, we started to track it. So I think one way is to talk to stakeholders and figure out in an open-ended manner what is it that they find useful about the thing that you've implemented. You know, if it's a process or something that you're protecting assets, what part of that do they find valuable in what you do?
Right. If I may, on the next panel, we'll talk about cost-benefit. And if you want to avoid a cost and you want a benefit, I think that's something you'll be very...
One question for Stephanie and Lee. I wasn't clear. The short report, was there a big report you summarized this with, or was this a new piece of...
That's what we call a status report, which is roughly 5 to 10 pages, depending on...
Right. And what was your source again for...
We had many sources. We started with the project data, all of those quarterly reports, annual reports, business reporting system, all of that. And then we would search the web. We would contact the company. If the company went out of business, we would try to track down those people. We spent a lot of time on that. And if we could find a live body, then that would help.
So you do an interview?
Then we conduct an interview with that person or multiple people, especially if it's a consortium and we have a number of companies. We might be interviewing 5 people from different companies to try to track down all of this quantifiable data and to get that story told.
There are also numerous project files, so final technical reports and business reports that the company also files, and that's used as a source material as well.
I was just trying to get a feel if you had a standard sort of method there, that you used to pull this together or not.
Well, we evolved over time, and it's a lot of sleuthing because we would be conducting a project evaluation maybe 5 years after the project has ended. So if the company is out of business, we're searching the web for people whose names appear in the project files, but the company no longer exists. And a lot of times we found someone who could at least talk to us. So sometimes, one time I found 27 patents on a project that were not in our documents anywhere. But through that process of tracking down people, I managed to find someone and I got that data.
Anybody else? Yes.
Just to this question over here, I mean, I think the example they gave is kind of analogous to what you were in that abnormal situation management. Yeah, there ultimately the end result is that picture never took place, right? So that is one measure.
Yeah.
But the attribution of that is the real problem. It's like, okay, we haven't seen that explosion in the past 8 years thanks to us. But you do hit these other intermediate measures of this knowledge was generated, this collaboration was sustained, we've shared this information, and those are the measures you go after. I think you can still recognize it's a matter of the attribution is the trickiest to say, yes, but for not these actions, we would have had this problem, and that's the, I think, where you get on thin ice. But I think, is it not analogous? I mean, that's kind of what I think you were going after with.
I think so, but it's hard to relay that to your statement.
Uh-huh.
For instance, and I'll keep everything unclassified if I
might. I think you better.
One of our major things we need to do with my organization, we're a worldwide organization, and one of them is to disrupt activity against our culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Put together programs.
But it doesn't mean even if you have one that you weren't successful
right.
as well. It's how do you measure the actual program that you put together to do exactly what we want to do, disrupt or mitigate terrorist threats against our troops.
I have a thought on that. related to this project, Abnormal Situation Management. They also had trouble documenting. How do you say that we had fewer accidents than before? Because it's not something that they were advertising. We had 10 accidents before, and now we only had 3. it's something they try to be discreet about. However, what we could quantify is they developed PDAs to improve communication. They had these screens like in the control room. So they did some simulations, and they were able to document in a fictional plant. They gathered real data from real plants, and then they devised this simulation. And in that simulation, they saved $800,000 a year in one plant. So I think that you could do something like that, where you have simulations of real data and then gather real data, create a simulation, and then run following your old method and now following your new method, and you could come up with some numbers that way.
I guess the underlying answer, though, that the common theme here is our survey instruments probably wouldn't pick up what simulations did they do during the project in order to find out what were the right. So the main thing, where we're getting all these intangibles are from talking to the people that are involved with the project to begin with, and then understanding what was it that really came out of this and what do you understand to be the benefits of it, rather than trying to answer generic questions across all projects. So sometimes it is important to have these kind of qualitative interviews just to find out, hey, what did you think about the process? And that's how you can try to get to some of that and come up with. You might not have a number to report, but you might have sentences or say, hey, this is what people are saying about the project, and this is what we see to be the benefit.
Well, one of the things we're looking at is going the survey route, because, you know, we do have some quantifiable statistics that we can work with, but it's very limited. So one of the things is talking to our customers and, were you satisfied? Do you feel safe when you pull into certain ports? Did you feel safe when you go on ground here? And was it a result of what NCIS did and the product we provided you? Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things that we are going to do and have been doing, but I don't know if that's really enough.
One point is that there is a difference between cost and price. Say, for example, you retrieve from the vaults of a hostile foreign corporation a hunk of plutonium that's enough for 7 nuclear explosions. Okay, what is the cost of that actual operation versus what is the price if these explosions had actually occurred? And by, looking at these, you can see that there was value in doing the actual operation. So, and lots of times, the difference between cost and price are not appreciated.
Okay, Virginia, you want to say something?
I just wanted to, is this on?
Yep.
Reinforce what Stephanie and Lee said. I'm another member of the writers team, and by the time I got there, the one thing that I learned that we had to do was have an interview. I mean, you could do all these other things, and you were expected to do some of them, but every once in a while you'd do the interview, and you would get all those answers to the questions. And an awful lot of the time you would do all the other stuff, and without the interview, you wouldn't have had a story. So in surveying, I would question you to make sure you have open-ended questions very well crafted to make sure you're picking up that intangible or whatever, the telling anecdote.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any others?
Just a comment. I'm just sitting here very much appreciating the quality of the process, and that both the rigor and the quality that just gives you a sense of confidence. And I think that, in your situation, this process in total, and you can't get to the gems without the data and without everything else. I mean, it's more complete than ever I've seen. And I think anytime you're able to draw upon the best of this for the stakeholders, there's a measure of confidence, and I compare it with, I feel like going in to read these 50 gems or however many there are, in contrast with what comes into my email box, like the government newspapers of this or that, which I almost wish we could get accustomed to the quality of this so that we would kind of push back.
We're
not getting that quality.
We're more than willing.
From the IT world where, you just can kind of, the PR part rules.
Okay, well, thank you very much.